We're going to call the August 18th, 2014 regular meeting to order. Bob, would you explain, or call a quorum, please?
Okay, Dave Stewart. He called and told us he wouldn't be available. Rick Caudill. Steve Adams.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Vogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay, I'd like to welcome you this evening to the August 18th, 2014 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. However, this evening, no Division 3 permits are available for vote. Therefore, the regular meeting this evening will consist of two new concept requests. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. Public comment may be expressed during next month's public hearing, which will be held on September 8th, 2014. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, the first exhibit is, we want to vote on the minutes. Everybody read the minutes? Need to do any changing or?
Not motion to approve.
I'll second it.
There's actually two sets of minutes, the June 9th and the June 16th.
Thank you. Okay. So we're doing June 9th first. We got a motion and a second. Everybody in favor? Aye. Opposed? Has everybody read the June 16th minutes? Want to do any changing?
I'm making a motion to accept them as read.
Second. Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Both of them have been approved. Now our first exhibit is Creation Experience Museum.
And at this point, since this is the concept hearing, we've just put together some maps showing the location. And of course, next month at the public hearing, we'll have a staff report and everything. And this is the location off of 4180 U.S. Highway 65. It's an existing building that was constructed in 1988. And went ahead and zoomed in a little bit here. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here. It's for the existing building located here.
Is that Dean Brown? You Dean Brown?
No, I'm his son, Kerry. He's asked me to appear for him. He lives in Columbus, Ohio, or in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, and your name again?
Is Kerry Brown. I'm his son.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that's all at, right off hand.
Do you know where the ship is?
Yeah,
the pirate ship that's on 160. It's the building that's right next to it.
Yeah, it's right at 160 and 65 here.
Oh, okay. That was a.
And there's, like he said, there's kind of a pirate ship looking structure.
Well, what was that before? It was kind of a.
It had been set up to be a building that had five or six commercial storefronts in it, and it was ready and complete about 5 or 6 months, as I recall, before the frontage was taken for the expansion of US 65.
Okay, explain to us a little what you're wanting to do. And
well, I represent my father. We We've essentially tried to repurpose the building because of its location for ministry purposes. Specifically, there's an associate ministry by the name of Creation Ministries of the Ozarks, and their president is Rod Butterworth here. If it's all right with the commission, I'll have him come and address things more in depth. He'll be able to answer your questions.
Yeah. Are there something you want to tell us?
Well, I was wondering what you want to know.
Well, I guess anybody got any questions for him since he's standing up here?
What I have here is just some basic information on it, what our average visitors have been in the 2 dates since we started, and parking availability and things, information like that if you need it. So, copies here.
You want to turn this into a ministry?
It is a ministry, yes. Yes.
Well, I guess I read that wrong then. Okay. Has anybody got any questions for him?
No, I don't have any. It's been a somewhat of a commercial tract anyway. I don't know why they have to appear, but anyway, since he's here, it's good to know that we're going to have something like this in our area. My only question is, I see on the application that we're going to have free admission.
That's what we plan, yes. Okay. That's how we operate.
Just
like a church.
Okay. But do you rely on donations?
We do, yes, okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one of these elsewhere?
We do. About 4 years ago, we started a small one in Stratford. Just east of Springfield,
okay.
Yes. Actually, we used what used to be the city town hall. We leased that. We released that, yes.
Anybody else got anything for him? Our next meeting is... hearing is...
I believe it's September 8th.
September the 8th. We'll see you here then.
Okay, thank you.
And our second one is a multi-family housing development at 178 Saint Street for developmental connections. And we'll zoom in to this here. And this is located off of Highway 76. It's this piece of property here. And a little bit hard to see. For whatever reason, the property lines weren't highlighted too well here. It's a former church location off of Saint Street, and we've got a site plan and then a zoom in of the site plan here. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here, or the applicants. Yeah.
On Mount Branson?
It's in the...
Yeah, okay, I know where it's at.
Yeah, here's 76, and... Yeah, that'd be...
Yeah, he's out of trouble in the phone building.
Sure, thank you. On the workshop.
Your name, sir?
My name is Max Lytle, Forsyth resident. I'm the director of the... Development Connections, which is the Tane County Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. We operate Tanton Workshop, the HUD apartment buildings up there, and all the other services for people with developmental disabilities here in the county.
Okay, you want to explain a little bit what we're...
What we're doing is a couple of years ago, the County Board for the Disabled acquired the property. It was previously owned by Mount Branson Christian Church. The church disbanded. They didn't have enough membership to support their operations anymore. They couldn't find another owner for the building. They put it up for sale. We purchased the building along with the 10 acres of ground that looks like the state of Oklahoma there. In the last 2 years, we've renovated the church building. It's now an office building in which our case managers, who work with all the 250 people with developmental disabilities here in the county, they work. My staff work out of the former church building there. And we're looking at using that property or a portion of it there to build some additional housing for people who have developmental disabilities. Since 2004, we've constructed two different HUD apartment buildings up there on the ground next door to Tanton Sheltered Workshop, or most recently directly behind Tanton Sheltered Workshop. We're looking at constructing 24 units of one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments. They're not they're actual individual apartments where you step out the front door and right out on your porch and out onto the sidewalk. So it looks like a regular neighborhood. We're looking at more individuals who have developmental disabilities who are fairly high, what we'd say high functioning, very capable. They might work at Tanton Sheltered Workshop. They might work in a grocery store or someplace like that. We're also, with the two-bedroom facilities, looking at the possibility of helping out some of our families. That a small family with a child with a disability, they would be eligible to live there. They are a low-income housing project using low-income housing tax credits, and we're developing a rental assistance program within that to make this a very affordable housing for individuals and small families, all of which would have somebody with a disability in them.
Well, it sounds like you got a good deal.
We think so.
Anybody got any questions for you?
No questions.
Huh? No? You got something?
No.
Thank you, I guess we'll see you September the 8th.
We'll be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anything anybody wants to talk about?
Staff doesn't have anything at this time.
Okay.
I would like to welcome our new member for the Branson Township, Randy Fogle.
Sorry about that. That's okay. I've done it the same way. So. You know, glad to have you aboard, though.
Thank you.
Both of you. We need people that will take time and come down here and help these gracious people that's sitting here listening to us. Glad to have you aboard.
Thank you.
He looks a little younger than you. But
yeah, he hasn't retired yet.
5 years.
So are we done, I guess?
Just need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Good.
Second it?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.